The Lord be with you. The Gospel of Mark tells us that after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news, saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Well, what does it mean to repent? I ask this because I will admit, when I hear repentance, what I think of is someone kneeling in the snow, whipping themselves, and publicly proclaiming everything they ever done wrong. But if you look at what the Greek word that's used for repentance means, the Greek word is metanoeo, which literally means think after, as in you did something, and afterwards you think about it. And the dictionary's definition for metanoeo is to change one's mind or purpose. And today in our scriptures, we get three stories of people who changed their purpose. And in each one of these stories, we see an act of repentance that has four parts, just like the four parts that are Jesus' first words in the Gospel according to Mark. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Now, the first story is that of the city of Nineveh. And Nineveh was a mighty city about 700 years before Jesus. It was the capital of the empire of Assyria, and Assyria had a very clear purpose. Its purpose was to conquer other countries, steal their stuff, enslave their people, and then create sculptures on palace walls depicting all the things that they had just done. And they had just finished doing this to the kingdom of Israel, when all of a sudden their time was fulfilled. And their time was fulfilled when an Israelite man began to walk across their city for 3 days, proclaiming, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now, the Ninevites would have looked at this man and said, "Wow, he looks just like the carvings we have on the palace walls of Israelites stuck on stakes. This guy's got a lot of courage walking through our city saying it's going to be overthrown, especially walking through our city by himself. This guy is either crazy or he knows something that we don't." And that's when the kingdom of God came near to Nineveh. Because in that Israelite walking alone across their city, they saw a man who lived in a kingdom built not on violence or fear or slavery, but who lived in a kingdom built on faith. And experiencing that kingdom made the people of Nineveh, starting with the king, repent. The king issued a proclamation of repentance, and it said that the city of Nineveh would have a new purpose, and its new purpose would be to put an end to its sin and put a stop to its violence. And as an outward sign of this new purpose, the king commanded that everyone start wearing sackcloth, which is really itchy, and fast from eating food, and pray to God for forgiveness. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. The king commanded that even the cows should do this. So yes, sometimes repentance does look like publicly proclaiming all your sins, promising that you'll act differently, and begging for forgiveness. But the sackcloth, the fasting, the prayers, these are outward signs of an inward transformation, a transformation of having seen a kingdom built not on violence, but on faith. And believing that Nineveh's purpose was to help bring forth the good news of that kingdom. And so the time was fulfilled. The kingdom of God drew near. The people of Nineveh repented, and they believed the good news. But before the people of Nineveh could repent, that Israelite man who walked across their city also had to repent. You see, that Israelite man, his name was Jonah. And Jonah had a very clear purpose in life. His purpose in life was to get revenge on Nineveh. Because Nineveh had just sacked half his homeland and taken his cousins into slavery. He seethed and raged against Nineveh. His purpose was to dream of the day of its destruction, the destruction of this city that had desecrated the temples of the Lord. Yes, Jonah had a purpose, to get revenge on Nineveh. But God said to Jonah, Jonah, why don't you go to Nineveh and preach to the people there and help them turn their lives around? The time was not fulfilled when God gave this instruction to Jonah, because Jonah stuck to his original purpose. And so instead of going to Nineveh and doing as God asked, Jonah hopped on a boat and tried to sail as far away as he could so that the people of Nineveh would never change and God would destroy them like he wanted. But it turns out you can't run away from God. And so a storm hit the boat, and Jonah willingly had himself thrown overboard. And as he sank into the sea, Jonah's time was fulfilled. His time was fulfilled when he was swallowed whole by a fish. Because in the belly of that fish, the kingdom of God came near to Jonah. Jonah, who had explicitly defied God, who had chosen disobedience to God, even if it meant ending his own life, he refused to do what God commanded him to do. And yet in the belly of the whale, he experienced a reality ruled not by vengeance, but by mercy. Because in the belly of that fish, Jonah got a second chance. And so Jonah offered up a prayer to thanksgiving, a prayer of thanksgiving to God, and he repented. He changed his purpose. He made his purpose to do as God commanded, to go and preach to the people of Nineveh that they might change their ways and escape destruction. But to be clear, even though Jonah made this his purpose, he did it begrudgingly. He did it sopping wet and smelling of fish. He did it as poorly as possible. In Hebrew, there are only 5 words in the sermon that Jonah preached. In English, we say, 40 days more and Nineveh will be overthrown. That's all he said, because he really hoped that the people of Nineveh wouldn't listen to him. You see, sometimes this is what repentance looks like. Doing what you don't want to do. Giving someone that you're angry with a second chance, even when they don't deserve it. Because you have experienced a reality ruled not by revenge, but by mercy. And you believe that it is your purpose to help bring forth the good news of that kingdom. And so for Jonah, the time was fulfilled. The kingdom of God drew near. Jonah repented, and he believed in the good news. But Jonah would not be the last person fished by God. You see, when Jesus begins his ministry proclaiming that the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe the good news, the very first thing Jesus does is call fishermen to leave their nets and follow him. And those fishermen, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, they already had a purpose before Jesus called them. Their purpose was to survive. Their purpose was to catch fish each day, sell those fish, to put food on the table, to pay their bills, to pay their taxes, to get through the day until the day they died and left their children to do the exact same thing. Their purpose was to survive. But then the time was fulfilled. And Scripture tells us that the last straw to be broken before the time was fulfilled was the arrest of John the Baptist. For with John's arrest, the fishermen could no longer deny that even the holiest man that they had ever known could not survive this empire ruled by Rome. And at the same time, the kingdom of God came near to them in the form of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth, the carpenter's son from the next town over, who walked away from his father's business, who left the safety of his hometown to walk the countryside, living a life of service, teaching, healing, spreading hope, and he invited the fishermen to follow him and do the same. In Jesus, the fishermen saw a person who wasn't surviving the Empire of Rome. They saw a person who was thriving in the kingdom of God. And so they repented. They repented not by covering themselves with sackcloth or by fasting. They repented by changing their purpose. They left their nets for catching fish and followed Jesus to fish for people. People like Jonah, who needed to be swallowed whole by the kingdom of God and digested in its good news. Sometimes repentance looks like this: walking away from what lets you survive so that you can be a part of what allows you to thrive. And the fishermen had experienced in Jesus a kingdom in which they didn't just need to survive each day, that they could truly thrive. And they believed that their purpose was to help bring forth the good news of this kingdom. The time was fulfilled. The kingdom of God came near. The fishermen repented, and they believed in the good news. I do not know what the time being fulfilled will look like for you. And I do not know what the kingdom drawing near will look like for you. I do not know what repenting and believing will look like for you. But I know this, that there is a kingdom built not on violence but on faith, ruled not by revenge but by mercy, in which we are called not just to survive each day but to thrive in life abundance. And I believe that your purpose is to help bring forth the good news of that kingdom, for I know that the words Jesus spoke 2,000 years ago are true today. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has drawn near. May we repent and believe in the good news. Amen.